everyone. I'm Amber Hoback with WNRN. What a pleasure to see you all here in Harrisonburg tonight. Thank you so much to our host, Court Square Theater. What a beautiful venue for this Commonwealth Showcase. So you're really getting to know artists that are right in your own backyard, and we'll have these throughout the year. So be on the lookout for more opportunities. And if you're here because you're in touch with Court Square Theater, thank you so much. And look into more things happening at WNRN.org. So we have three artists for you tonight. Please give a big round of applause to Babe Lewis. So Babe Lewis is the moniker of Joseph Harder. And for our purposes tonight, is it okay that I call you Joe and not Babe? Okay, great. There's so much to talk about, a debut album, tour dates, and so much more. I'm excited to get to know more about you and your music. Could you kick it off first with a song?
Sure.
What would you like to play?
This next one is a new one called Wide Open. Yourself fell for someone else. Full come of the heart, offset from the start. So many years, you know all my fears. Not too much to say, not too much to say. Don't you want about of Oregon, two hawks on the wing. Tell me everything. Don't you want about the memory of how yourself wide open now. Spin up.
Thanks so much.
WNRN's Commonwealth Showcase in Harrisonburg at Court Square Theater. Thank you, Babe Lewis, for that first song. That was great.
With Thank you.
A debut album on the way.
Yes.
Tell us about Sunspot and when can we expect it?
Yeah, so I've been putting out singles for a while, but Friday, May 9th, I'll have my first kind of full set of songs coming out. I have cassettes and vinyl already, but it'll be out on streaming services everywhere on May 9th.
Cassettes and vinyl, no CDs?
No CDs yet.
I like this trend of physical media coming back, but we're going even further back.
Yeah.
Do you own your own collection of cassettes and vinyl?
In a limited capacity, yes. Stuff I've thrifted. My car has a cassette player, and I inherited my grandma's record player, so that's what I have available.
It helps when you have something to play them on.
Yeah, it goes a long way.
So when I was looking at the track listing for Sunspot, it seemed to have a celestial theme. Could you tell me about the songwriting for it, how long you worked on it, and maybe the theme behind this release?
Yeah, the songs come from kind of the past maybe 3 years or so. It took a long time to record, partly just... Initially, the idea for the album was just that I wanted to prove to myself that I had the capacity to pull together a full album. That's just not something I'd done before. So, yeah, the songs kind of emerged. I did basic tracking recording for them a couple years ago, and then I moved, my engineer moved, my engineer got married, and there's a lot of different steps that kind of... It was a long process to pull together. But, yeah, I mean, thematically, I think... I was, drawing from a lot of inspiration from kind of the idea of muses and also a lot of, I do a lot of backpacking and generally just exploring outdoors. And I think just the just open emotions that come from being in open space, I think kind of are an underwriting theme of the album.
And you're releasing this debut Sunspot with Warren Records, who's a Charlottesville-based record label. How did you connect with Warren?
I first connected with Warren through the band Dogwood Tales. I've filled in with them sometimes when band members have been sick, and I'm good friends with them. And I recorded this whole album and all of the projects I've recorded. I recorded with Danny, who plays in Dogwood Tales. Mm-hmm. So he was really pushing me to reach out to Warren. And I sent Warren the album, and he seemed enthused by it. So it's been a real pleasure working with him. He's a very easygoing guy.
That's exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm glad that you're keeping it all local and tied to another great Harrisonburg band, Dogwood Tales. So there are some shows coming up. You'll take this album on tour the 7th through the 17th of May.
Yes.
I saw there's a stop in Richmond at Banditos on May 17th.
Yes.
June 6th, you're back in Harrisonburg, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Where can people see you in Harrisonburg?
Harrisonburg will be playing at the Warehouse, which is sort of a DIY spot. It's a little climbing gym on the edge of town.
Cool. And if people want to follow up online and see about your tour, where's the best place for them to go?
My Instagram is probably going to be the most up-to-date spot. That's Babe Lewis Music.
Sounds good. You mentioned to me earlier you might have a new song for us to hear this evening.
Yes.
Could you share that with us now?
Yeah. This next song is called Abby's Theme. It's on the album that's coming out next week. This is one I wrote with my friend Perry a couple years ago. We were hired to write a soundtrack for a staging of Arthur Miller's The Crucible. So this form of the song is kind of its own thing, but the original idea came from that.
Staring sweetly at the sky, the wind it blew upon the roof, and I know you felt it too, by the twinkle in your eye. Memories, photographs, other plans, all the things that could have been. Thank you. There's a fog upon the lake. The hazy thoughts of days gone by. Well, now and then I see the room and I think of fields of you. Well, maybe you remember why.
Thank you.
Babe Lewis, part of our Commonwealth Showcase in Harrisonburg at Court Square Theater this evening. So, Joe, I'm going to have you brag on yourself a little bit here, because right before you performed that song, you mentioned that it was part of The Crucible that you created a soundtrack for. Can you tell us about some distinctions, some achievements that came from that?
Perry and I got a, I don't remember quite what the wording of it is, but some fancy award from the Kennedy Center in D.C.
I'll help you
from,
out. Yeah, 2023, commendation for distinguished achievement by the Kennedy Center.
Yes.
That's pretty cool at this point in your career, even before your debut album, to get these kind of accolades. So congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Where can people follow up and hear more from the soundtrack?
Currently, nowhere.
Okay.
Perry and I have worked on recording some of those songs, but we haven't. Stay tuned. I'm sure we'll do something with them, but
okay.
We haven't yet.
Let us know. I'd love to hear more from that. And also, you mentioned being in nature and backpacking and being out there. I'd like to know more about your research in the musicological space.
Yeah.
How does your music and eco love, how do you tie them together, and what kind of research are you doing?
I think there's a couple layers of that. I think the more personal layer is just I do a lot of my songwriting outside and spend a lot of time backpacking and all that. But I also have done, after I graduated college, I spent a year doing a writing fellowship. I grew up Mennonite, and I was working with a nonprofit that does Mennonite kind of environmental action stuff. So I spent a year researching and then writing about expressions of the natural world in Mennonite hymnals, U.S. English language Mennonite hymnals of the last 120 years. So I had, I think, 10 of these hymnals and went through every single hymn and every single one of them and just, looked for references to the environment and the ways it was kind of being depicted and then put together an article that was published in the Mennonite Quarterly Review at the end of that. So.
Yeah. Has this research inspired more of the writing on the debut album, or do you have a separate project for that? How do you think it influences your Babe Lewis project?
Sure. Thinking about the language that's used for kind of depicting the natural world, I'd, done that in some vague capacity on my own, but I think having kind of a structure to that and having it be kind of removed from my own music making, I think was helpful as kind of a lens of separation. I think, the language I'm using, the ways I'm thinking about and describing the natural world are different than they're described in hymnals, but I think just having that base of knowledge, I think, has informed the way that I think about what I'm making and what I want it to be expressing.
Wonderful. Thank you. We'd love to hear another song. What would you like to share with us next?
Sure. This next one is another one that is not recorded yet. It's called Unsaid. It's a bit more raucous than maybe the last two have been. I usually perform with a band. This is my first time doing a show on acoustic, so it's a bit of a learning curve. But yeah, thanks so much for being here.
Can sit still no matter how I focus. Listless and wistful to a fault. And every spring and fall I fling my sails open into the breeze and hate the call. In all the life I've lived, I've always been searching. So much to know, so much to see. Say I'll never find a place where I can settle. And who am I to disagree? And you feel it. So far from home, but home is what you make it. We'll sail into eternity. And you feel it.
Thank you.
Oh, absolutely beautiful. Babe Lewis for Commonwealth Showcase in Harrisonburg at Court Square Theater tonight. Thank you so much for sharing new music with us.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
And what's pretty cool right now in the mix at WNRN is something you haven't released yet, Aurora. So thank you, Joe, and to Warhen Records for allowing us to premiere it in our Commonwealth music at WNRN. We love to showcase artists, and congrats on your debut.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. There's a slew of shows coming up in honor of the debut Sunspot that comes out May 9th. Make sure to check out Babe Lewis Music, right? That's where
yes.
You're on the socials.
Yes.
And yeah, go see more live music and support. A big thank you to Court Square Theater in Harrisonburg for hosting. A big thank you to my colleagues, Michaelin, Matt, Maddie, and Ian for helping out this evening. To all of our underwriters and members in the audience and members of Court Square Theater. It's listeners and supporters like you that make these type of events possible. I'm Amber Hoback. Thank you so much for listening to WNRN. Thank you, Babe Lewis.
Thank you.